This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.
Need help around the house? Even the handiest do-it-yourselfer needs an extra hand sometimes.
You fix it!
During The Fix-It Show on 620 WTMJ.
Welcome to a Saturday morning. Dayton Kane here, not joined by David Nason, joined by Jim Riedel. How are you?
Hello, hello.
David is at a WAHI event this weekend, so you are filling in for him. Thank you for getting up early on a Saturday. Appreciate that.
My pleasure, Dayton.
So tell us a little bit about you before we introduce our guest here.
Well, I'm a really funny guy, mostly. Nicest guy I know, but, you know, that's debatable. And basically, I just have worked with David a lot. I've actually done a lot of construction. I've flipped houses. I have worked with David as home inspector. I was a realtor for a number of years. So I've got a pretty overall, real good general knowledge of housing and things that, you know, this show is about.
Okay. And let's introduce our guest for this hour, Jim and Lee Taylor from West Bend Vacuum. How are you guys?
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning
pretty
to you.
Good.
Good morning. So we're coming up on Christmas. Everybody's cleaning their house every week because there's somebody new coming over for a party or a feast. Vacuums are important in that deal, right?
They're very important.
How
get
often
the place
should
cleaned up for the party, right?
Yep. How often should we be vacuuming?
So I think a person should be vacuuming at least twice a week.
Oh, my God.
It all depends the traffic or how many people come, you know, are coming in and out of your house. If you're only, you know, by yourself or you got two people, then you can go like once a week.
Yeah,
you'd be surprised with one person, what a mess one person can make.
Well, Jim and Lee, I got to get on my wife's back then a little bit more because she's not on that.
On your wife's back. Yeah, there you go.
Good luck with
maybe
that.
Maybe you should go in between every time she vacuums, you vacuum, she vacuums, you vacuum. We have two dogs.
Off.
We have chickens in our backyard, and we have grandkids that are coming in and out throughout the week. We vacuum quite often because a lot of stuff gets tracked in, right? So you want to make sure the house stays clean. It might be like you could vacuum less if you had a better vacuum cleaner, maybe.
Oh.
Yes, that's correct.
Well, you could probably get away with it, sure. Yeah, typically if you have kids, cats, and dogs, it's not uncommon to go daily just to keep up with stuff.
It's amazing to me, so I'll vacuum my house, and then I'll be walking back to put the vacuum away and see a puff of hair going across. I'm like, I just vacuumed. How did I miss that one?
No, our vacuums are a little stronger than that.
Okay, so that's the problem.
A little stronger vacuums. Our vacuums are made to last a long time, up to 15, sometimes 30 years. So we have vacuums that last that long, actually. But these are a lot more powerful. They're not big box store vacuums. You can't find them in big box stores. You can only find them in vacuum stores. So it's a different brand names that we have, and they're non-throwaway. All the other bagless and so on are throwaways. And you can't get parts pretty much for a lot of them.
Yeah, but you guys not only have the vacuums to sell, you have the service department to back them up.
Correct.
Well, that's correct, because the products that we sell, we can get parts for if something does break down. But the main thing is to get something that lasts, keep them out of the landfill. You know, throwing vacuum cleaners away every couple of years does not make sense.
Yeah, by the time you throw three away, you're already up to a good one. You know, you can get up to $700-$800. It's just a slow way to get up there. It doesn't seem like a lot because it's 150, then two, then 250, and then all of a sudden you're up to that point where you buy one vacuum for that kind of money and you got it for 15, 20 years.
Okay. And you guys, I know Small Business Saturday was last weekend. We're in the holiday season.
Yep.
Do you guys have any specials going on right now?
We do. So we've got some on these they're called Miele cordless vacs, so I have $100 off on one of the models, and I get $50 off on another model. And then throughout the store, we've been running deals on our Sebo vacuums, on our Ricar vacuums. So we've got up to $50 off on those. So we've got some good promos. Floor models, you can get a good deal on a floor model. They're only plugged in a few times around here, but that's another option.
Okay.
Save you money.
And where are you guys located?
Then we got some Oh, we're located at 905 Gateway Court, West Bend, Wisconsin.
West Bend, Wisconsin. And you guys do Central Vax, where you go out into people's homes. We'll talk all about that. We're going to come back, and we'll keep the conversation going. But if you have questions for Jim and Lee from West Bend Vacuum, 855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. The Fix-It Show is up and running for December 6th, 2025, if you can believe that. Thanks for listening to WTMJ.
From a leaky pipe to finishing your basement, the Fix-It Show on 620 WTMJ.
It is the holiday time of year. Abbotsford, Beaver Dam, Elkhorn, Merrill, Oconomowoc, Lake Geneva, West Allis, Fond du Lac. I'm sure there's more parades going everywhere today. So if you're looking for a parade, today might be the day. Temperature's not going to be terrible, 27, partly cloudy, snow rolling in, but not until this evening. So might be the last good day to get outside and enjoy something like that. We have Lee and Jim Taylor on from West Bend Vacuum. You can find them at westbendvacuum.com is the website. Jim Riedel filling in for David Nason. Jim, you've never talked to Jim and Lee. What question do you have for them?
Well, the first thing I thought of was, you know, people bring in their vacuums to be fixed. And I was thinking, what's like the weirdest or funniest thing you found inside one of their bags?
Oh, well, undergarments, socks sometimes are in there. It's been a while since I found the first, but that was a long time ago. And then, of course, sometimes we get some that have been sitting around and we have to kill whatever's in there. That's pretty unusual as well. Yeah.
A gerbil?
No, bugs. Bugs.
Bugs. Gotcha. Okay. Got a text here at 855-616-1620. I'm thinking about buying a new vacuum cleaner, but I prefer one with a bag. I think when you take the bag out, you take all the dirt out and there's no residual left in the tank. Would you please comment?
Yeah, the bag units are much, much cleaner because just what you said, the bag is a filter. You fill it up, you throw it away, you start out fresh every shot. The idea with extra filters after that are to keep the air very, very clean. And most of our machines are completely sealed systems, so you won't get the dust leak. Bagless machines, however, every time you dump them out, somebody's going to get full of dust somewhere along the line. And the thing is, they're not completely sealed, even though there's claims that, hey, we got a sealed system. You know, you get dust around the gaskets and stuff, and they come in and for repair or cleanouts and stuff, if we can even get parts for them, and they're a mess.
Yeah, we have to go outside, actually, and blow them out.
Yeah.
That's how bad they are. If people seen what we have to do with a bagless vacuum, they wouldn't buy it. They'd say, no, that's a lot. I can't believe that is in there.
You know, but people think we're in a throwaway society, and that's just not true. You know, anything you buy, you can get something that lasts a long time. And we just don't want to get into that game of, you know, being able to, you know, throw things out all the time. And it's kind of a waste, just waste of money, really. And it's also a lot of dust in the air is unhealthy, you know, which, you know, brings me to something else we sell, our air purifiers, too. So
when you say air purifiers, you're talking like the standalone ones, right, that you can plug in and move around the house if you need to?
Yes.
Yep, that's correct, yes.
Okay. And what brands do you carry there?
Well, those are also, something that you would, you know, that filters through filters as well. You know, none of this non-filter stuff, because even though they do a pretty good job out there, these will purify the air much better because they got carbon filters in them that would kill
them. Eliminates odors, too.
Yeah, right, exactly. But we have a Made in the USA Austin Air. We got Ideal. There's two of those that we have here, two models, and those are made in Germany. And then we have
Airstream is another one that we sell
Airstream,
a lot of.
Correct.
Yeah, that's real portable, so that you can actually grab that with one hand and just move it around if you want. But, you know, people, that can do 1,500 square feet. But you can put it in a room if you want, like I do. You can put it in the living room, wherever. But it's easy to move around if you need to do that.
And those would be really great for houses that have, like, you know, like hot water heat, you know, the radiator types along the bottom of the floors.
Yeah.
Because they don't have, you know, furnaces running all the time. So those are actually a really good add-in to the house that is real easy to put in.
Oh, definitely. Or the kids' room. We have a real compact one here for the kids' room or the baby's room. I mean, they're perfect. And, you know, you should walk into a room and it should just be fresh. No false odors, none of that stuff. Just fresh air. That's what it's supposed to be.
Okay. And how do people, I know quality. If I go on the website at westbendvacuum.com, I can see these different purifiers, but if I want to come to the store, what are your hours during the week?
So the hours are going to be Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9 to 6, Tuesday, Thursday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 3.
Okay, we're so here till open 3 today. Open today. And you guys are typically there, one of the two of you?
Yep, always. That's one of us, yep.
Okay.
One of us two or both.
We're going to take another break. When we come back, more of your calls and texts at 855-616-1620. That's the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. Jim and Lee from West Bend Vacuum on this hour on The Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Now back to The Fix-It Show on 620 WTMJ.
Feels like Christmas outside, and it's going to get a little more Christmassy. Partly cloudy, some snow moving in tonight, anywhere from 1 to 4 inches, depending on where you live. A high of 27. It is 27 already in Milwaukee. Dayton Kane and Jim Riedel in for David Nason. We're talking to Jim and Lee Taylor from West Bend Vacuum. 855-616-1620 is a Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. We have a text over there. Jim, text?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I was looking at the vacuums on.
Wake up,
on I was looking at the vacuums on the website. Very nice.
Oh, there you go. All right.
So someone texted in. Are you supposed to dust in your house before you vacuum, or do you vacuum first and then dust second?
I don't know. I guess
doesn't matter. I don't believe it.
Yeah, I don't think so. I suppose if you have a bagless machine that's you know, puking out dirt, you're probably going to want to vacuum first, then dust everything back down. So, but other than that, no, I think either way.
I will tell you this. Most people that go from bagless to bagged vacuums find themselves not dusting as much as they used to. Also not coughing, sneezing, whatever, if they have allergies. So that I have found out. From customers.
Yeah, the idea of our vacuum cleaners is to not get the dirt off the carpeting, it's to get it out of the carpeting. So when you got a lot of traffic, you know, like holidays and, you know, kids are running back and forth and dogs and cats, all of a sudden everything's just a cloud of dust in the house. It's because it's still in the carpeting and our vacuum cleaners will get that out.
Do you guys know when you have a good vacuum and use it on a regular schedule like you're supposed to, how much longer would like carpets last, you know?
Oh, I think quite a bit longer. I mean, I can't imagine why you wouldn't at least, you know, get a healthy percentage out of it, if not double the life of it. I have heard in the past that when you buy new carpeting that you're supposed to vacuum the traffic areas probably every day. That's pretty tough to do in, you know, today's day and age. But traffic areas do get matted down, and that's the first place you want to tackle is get those traffic areas, get that matted down carpeting.
And I always say, when you spend $15,000-$20,000 on carpeting or bare floor, you want a good vacuum for it. You don't want to buy a $150 vacuum from a department store and think that's going to cut it, because it's not going to cut it. You'll wear out your carpeting before you know it.
Right. Yeah, you don't want to throw that thing away every couple of years. It's out of sight, out of mind. Not a good thing. Yeah, it makes you feel good to buy a new vacuum cleaner and look at that and then you throw it away in a couple of years. Don't do that. You know, get something really good. These are well worth it.
I got a text here at 855-616-1620. Okay. It says, why would I use an upright versus a canister vac?
Well, a lot of times that's preference. My mom, for instance, loves a canister vacuum cleaner, dragging it behind her and stuff. I think it was something she was, you know, brought up with more than anything. Uprights are in front of you. You don't have anything behind you. But we do sell... we probably sell a little more uprights and canisters, but it's sometimes it's neck and neck. We move a lot of merchandise when it comes to the canister vacuum cleaners. They have the tools right there with you at all times. The length of the hose is always right there. You know, excellent suction. You know, a lot of pros and cons of both of them.
Yeah, you can get under canisters. You can get underneath. It's flatter, so a lower profile. So you can get underneath a lot of things easier.
Right.
If you're going on your floors or underneath a bed or something like that. So that's another reason why somebody would go into that, or they're brought up with it.
And that seems to be where all the dog hair ends up, underneath the furniture.
Yeah, somewhere hidden.
Yeah.
Right.
And then a little breeze comes as you walk by, and it follows you like a tumbleweed, and you're like, oh, man.
Yeah, tumbleweed, right. I can picture that, right?
Okay, so...
No, one...
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, one thing I was going to mention, too, is we also do central vacuum systems. We've done them for many, many years, probably 35, 40 years in that area. And in the last, maybe 8, 10 years, we've been doing more and more retractable hose systems. They suck up into the wall. And the reason why we're doing more of them nowadays is they've got a really decent power nozzle. They're, you know, things with cordless or batteries. Now there's a cordless battery, battery-powered power head you can put on your retractable hose system, and they work real slick.
Yeah, they didn't have that years ago.
All right.
Can you put a central vac in any house, or are there some limitations?
Yeah, I mean, there's very little limitations because we do a lot of existing homes as well. We did one a few months ago for a neighbor of mine actually down the block, and he has an existing house, and so I dropped down there and I gave him an estimate, and he put it in, and they absolutely love it. As a matter of fact, we have a cleaning lady that does business here, and she cleans the house, and she had to get accustomed to it. She goes, you know, I'm just so used to bringing my vacuum cleaner in all the time, in and out of the car. She goes, I don't have to do that anymore. I just go in there and grab the stuff, and, you know, she got used to using it. She loves it, loves the power.
Even the professionals.
That would fit real good with construction, right, Jim?
Oh, yeah. It's a lot easier to put in when you're building.
For new homes or, we do. We've done commercial buildings, too, and hair salons. Done a bunch of them.
Yeah, kind of specialty at that. So
yep.
Yeah, because there's never a mess on the floor in a hair salon, right?
Oh, of course, no.
Jim and Lee Taylor.
No, most of the hair salons around here, we have our central vac in there.
Nice.
We're all over the place.
Jim and Dousman, Lee Taylor.
Burlington, those are current jobs that we've gotten, so.
We do need to take a break, go over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center, but we'd love to hear from you. 855-616-1620 is a Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. Let's say good morning to Elizabeth Linton, and good morning.
Good morning, Dayton.
This is the Fix-It Show on 620 WTMJ.
The 7:34 on a Saturday morning. I'm assuming this is your band, Isaac.
This is a new Barely Civil single.
Barely Civil put out a single yesterday?
Yes.
Okay. Where do we find this? Anywhere we find our music?
Any streaming services.
Okay. For those of you that don't know, Isaac, our producer, is a drummer for the band Barely Civil out of Milwaukee here, and you released a cassette? Is that right?
We have a cassette that's coming out in February. It's a split cassette with another Milwaukee band, so we both released singles yesterday.
I didn't know cassettes were still a thing. Are they back?
They are not only back, they're cheap.
All right. There you go. That's good. We do have Jim and Lee Taylor from West Bend Vacuum on with us this hour. 855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited talk and text line. If you have texts or calls, get them into us.
And we've got a couple here. People seem to really like their vacuums with good questions. Someone asked, what is the strongest cordless vacuum with a bag? We have three dogs. So I guess that's a two-parter. They want to know if there is a cordless with a bag, and then what is the strongest part of it, or which one?
Well, there actually is. Rickar has a cordless, a full-size cordless upright. The bag in there is giant. It's probably three or four times the size of anything else out there. And the charges can last... It depends upon the nap of the carpeting, but up to an hour, which is nice because the cordless brooms we sell are made in Germany. They're real nice. You get about 20 minutes out of the best charge out of there. Some are a lot less than that. But the full-size upright, yeah, that cleans really well. It doesn't really replace everything else out there. It's just a nice, convenient upright.
They have a light one and then the full-size with the hose and attachments. They just came out with it.
Yep.
Right. Brand new.
Are the batteries in those, are they internal to the unit and you just plug them in to recharge them, or are they like a separate battery? Like, because I come in from the tool
world.
You can
pull them off as far as I know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can pull them off.
Because like you know, the Milwaukee and DeWalt's and all that, they have batteries that you can interchange. So, okay.
Well, it's nice to be able to pull it off and put it on the counter and put the vacuum cleaner away.
Well, like we were talking last time you guys are on, most people don't have a outlet in their closet where they're storing their vacuum cleaners. So yeah, having that battery come off is definitely a plus. So
All
right.
So the cordless one, they have three dogs, so obviously they want to know if that one will.
I would use the probably full size upright with the hose and all the attachments would be probably the one.
Great. Well, there they go. They got to come in and talk to you then.
Yeah, they do. And we, you know what? Here's the other thing. You come in, you can try out all the vacuums. So I've already gone through, like, for customers, 6-7 different vacuums. Plug them in, go through everything on the floors, the carpet, the whole thing.
Do you have dogs in your store?
You try them out. It's not like a guessing game.
Do you have
then you decide which one. There's no pressure. You decide whatever you want.
Do you have dogs in the store so it replicates people's houses?
Yeah, that I don't. I don't have a dog here.
Okay,
we've got imitation dog hair.
There you go.
We do that.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. Another text came that says, do any of their vacuums have a smaller swivel base where it doesn't take up a lot of space for storage and easy to maneuver?
Yeah, that would be the Miele cordless brooms. Those are nice. They have a nice swivel base on them. They move easy and a ton of suction.
So they call it a cordless
broom.
There's
a couple. There's a bunch of different models, but we got two of the popular ones.
Right, yeah. Yeah, the reason I kind of favor the Miele, and the only reason why, it's made in Germany. I can get parts all day. They've been lasting longer than anything I've seen out there yet. And the white one in particular has 60% more power than its, you know, younger brother, basically. So it's got a lot of kick to it.
Is there something technically different between a broom and a vacuum? Because you're using those two terms. Or is it just a...
So, yeah, when we say broom, it's a cordless vac, but we think of it as a motorized broom. It's lightweight. It's not a It's not a bigger vacuum. It's lighter weight. It's made for more in between cleaning or a small apartment kind of thing that way.
It's like a little upright miniature.
Yep.
So a little rotating brush on it, attachments, you can break them down to a little hand vac if you want to use them in the car or anywhere. So
is any vacuum cleaner able to go from carpet to hardwood or like a LVP?
Yeah, most of the products that we sell here, you can go right from carpet to floors. Going back to Rickar again, one of the models, they have they got two motors in them, one for the brush, one for the suction. And the brush one has a speed switch on it. If you hit it once, the light will flash and you go right on to bare floors. Low speed actually works better than if you turn it off completely. High speed would kind of cause a wind, so you put it down on low speed. Brush spins a little slower, go right over the floors, it picks everything right up.
So it doesn't push the stuff on the floor.
They don't have a speed control on any of theirs, but their design is just, you know, classic. It's always been the same. You go right on the floors and it picks everything up in its path.
We actually throw sand down. Sand's the worst case scenario.
Yep, exactly.
So we'll throw a pile of sand down and we'll suck it. Customers suck it right back up. So just to show them what it does.
Okay. Another text came in from Dan in Fort Atkinson. Says everybody talks about keeping their house clean. Do you guys have a good vacuum for fella's workshop?
Ooh.
Oh yeah. So is he saying like shop vac? I don't know if he's meaning shop vac. But if it's a commercial vacuum, yes, we sell commercial vacs. Those would be Sebo Germany. Those are very good for commercial offices and so on.
Yeah, that type of carpeting, right?
Because it's low NAP commercial carpeting.
Okay.
Commercial shop vacs, we don't get into too many of the shop vacs anymore like years ago.
Okay. Another text came in at 855-616-1620. In a house with an existing central vacuum system, are the hoses and vacuum heads you sell compatible with existing systems, or would we need to replace the canister in our basement, the wiring, as well as the hose and the vacuum head?
Well, typically all the wiring is going to stay the same and the pipe stays there. Every now and again, because we did a change out, you know, basically an old unit to the new unit, but it had an old Sears central vacuum system, and the pipe was a different fitting, and the inlets were different. But we were able to, I'll give the credit to my installer, Brian. He was able to convert that in a very quick amount of time and did it real nice and neat, and it looks like it always has been. So, and we did that one last week, I believe.
I would say 90% you don't have to switch the main unit out. You can just get the hose and the head.
Yeah,
and then that should fit in the inlets, unless it's an old, very old one.
And power-wise, boy, are you going to be in for a surprise.
Yeah, so it'll make a massive difference.
Oh, yeah.
Holy and you guys will go out to people's homes and do a site eval, right?
Yep,
you bet.
Yep.
And how far is that range from West Bend?
Oh, boy. You can say, Jim. Yeah, he knows.
Well, no, we've been, well, like I said, I mentioned before, we've been down to, we have a job down in Dousman next week. Burlington, we've been down to, you know, we've been, we try not to get too far out of the area because remember, we do have to service you. So, but we've been, you know, Fond du Lac area, a little bit further than that. I've been up to Oshkosh already, Plymouth. We got something going on. So,
yep. Horicon, Fox Lake. Yep. I mean, we can go that far.
So quite a range, quite a range.
Yeah, we want to make sure. So when you buy something from us, and it's you're buying something good, we want to make sure we don't have to come back.
Exactly.
So that's why we always sell something good.
Gotcha. WestBendVacuum.com is the website. Jim and Leon with us for another couple segments. 855-616-1620. If you have questions, it's the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
It's the Fix It Show, exclusively on 620 WTMJ.
Is this the band you're sharing the cassette with, Isaac?
Yeah.
What's their name?
They're called Known Moons.
Known Moons, and they're out of Milwaukee as well?
Yes, sir.
All right. Looking forward to listening to this later. Jim and Lee Taylor on from West Bend Vacuum. You can find them at westbendvacuum.com. Going to be partly cloudy. Snow tonight, 1 to 4 inches, depending on where you're living. A high of 27. It is 26. We dropped a degree in the last couple minutes here. Hopefully that's not the trend. Hopefully we stay right where we are here. Jim Riedel filling in for David Nason, who's at a WAHI event this weekend. But let's ask another text, 855-616-1620. You guys mentioned Germany a lot. Why is that?
Yeah.
Well, we have a couple of companies, Miele and SIBO, that are made in Germany, and we've had such good luck with them. I mean, they just last so darn long. And a few years ago, we went to a trade show and stumbled upon a air purifier company, and they're also made in Germany. And there's nothing
it's
like
the
made
quality.
In, yep, it's the quality.
Yep.
Yeah.
The ones that we're talking about, either one, pretty much, they can last up to 30 years without screwing around with them.
Right, exactly.
I mean, I took them, you know, for cleanouts and take the covers off of the motors. It's clean inside, like nothing ever happened. So these motors are built to last, and that's why we talk about them a lot. And you get a 10-year warranty right out of the box.
Nice.
Without paying extra.
So that brings up a good question, since this is a fix-it show. Yeah. What maintenance should we be doing on our vacuum cleaners?
Well, typically, especially if it's bagless, I mean, you got to change filters, you know, continuously, and most people don't. They neglect them. That's why they get thrown
away.
Once
to twice a year.
Right, exactly.
A lot of people don't know that.
Yep. So our bagged vacuum cleaners, I mean, you don't want to neglect anything, but if you're going to neglect a vacuum cleaner, you can get away with it with a SIBO vacuum cleaner or even the Miele. They don't really require a lot of maintenance to them.
Nope.
As a matter of fact, you can kind of take them down, strip them right down to, you know, how they were in the box with no tools whatsoever in your hand. Take the brush right out with a little press of a button, pops right out. It's rare we have to go into them to do anything at all. Very rare.
Nice.
So, but general maintenance is going to be obviously changing the bag, and they'll have secondary and post filters on them that you'll change every now and again.
You get your money's worth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Bottom line.
Definitely sounds like it. Another text at 855-616-1620. Did you say your cordless brooms can also be used in the car with an attachment, or how does that work? Also, a price range if possible. Thank you.
Yes. So the Miele or Ricard, there's two of them. You can use them in the car. What was the question?
Is there an attachment, or how does it work?
Yeah, there's attachments. There's actually, you can use the attachments that's on it, and then there's a separate one that you can purchase that's motorized. So, in other words, for the carpeting down on the floor, and then the seats if they're not leather, that kind of thing.
Okay.
So, yeah, they can convert these Miele cordless brooms that we say, but they're vacuums really. They call them triflex, so they can change into three different things.
Like a transformer. I like it.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Yeah. Right.
They did ask about price range. Is that possible? What do you have?
Excuse me. Yeah, so they sell anywhere between $5.99 and $8.99, but we have discounts on those right now.
And what are some of the specials going on?
Much less. So a lot of the vacuums right now, you're going to get $50 off. Some you get $25 off. Some we're doing $100 off. And then we got floor models. You come in, you want the floor model. It's only been on the floor maybe for a week or two. We'll work you a deal there. So right right now we got sales on that. That's it.
Just in time for Christmas. We have
bags.
We
have vacuum bags, too. Buy one, get one half off. We got that going on.
Nice.
That's
so
a
that's
good
a little
deal.
Stocking. That could have been a St. Nick stocking stuffer today.
The bags.
The bags.
It could have been.
Yeah. Putting a bag in a bag.
But a lot of people out there that have the big vacuums know what I'm talking about. So you buy one, get one half off. It really nuts it down.
Nice. You're going to need a bigger stocking, though.
Yeah.
We do need to take our final break of the hour, 855-616-1620. If you have questions for Jim and Lee, you're running out of time. Get them in. It is the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
Making sure your honey-do list doesn't turn into a honey-what-did-you-do list. It's the Fix-It Show on 620 WTMJ.
It is that time of year, isn't it? The Chipmunks. Siding Unlimited, J&B Construction, always sponsoring the Fix-It Show each week. We thank them for that. Today, we've been talking to Jim and Lee Taylor from West Bend Vacuum. Jim Riedel in for David Nason. You have a question for him.
Yes, so I think most people are experienced in uprights or portable vacs, but probably a big percentage of people don't really know a lot about central vacs. Maybe you could touch on, you know, the good points of it or advantages of it. You know, what does it make it better to use one? That type of thing. Give people some ideas on that.
Oh, sure, no problem. Well, the central vac systems, we put them in new and existing homes, and most homes can be retrofitted with it. They're definitely a lot more powerful than a portable vacuum cleaner. Even the ones we're bragging about, that's the ideal product. What you're doing is when you buy a central vac system is you're removing any kind of dust, dirt, smell, odor from your living area. We don't really have to vent many of them out anymore like we used to in the day, you know, when they were more bagless, which is the funny thing is a lot of people, back in the day, we sold more bagless central vacuums than anything because it was convenient. Those customers, now I bet you 90% of them want it with a bag. They want a disposable bag because it's a lot cleaner. They don't want the dust
no
in
mess.
Their face. Yep, no mess. And they went, yeah, so that's the trend with that, and that's happened a lot. So, but and also you're not going to lose value of the central vacuum system. It should keep the value of it even when you sell your home. Obviously, if it's not running, it's not going to have no value to it, but they're the best that way, and they're the lowest maintenance, and they got the greatest warranties out there. I mean, it's
most powerful.
Yep,
that's
for sure.
The top.
So obviously, when someone puts one in, it stays with the home usually. You know, people don't tend to like take them out when they move, and the canister.
Yeah, the main unit. The main unit is supposed to stay, but some people will take the hose in the head.
I've experienced that with some of the real estate I've done in the past. But the canister itself, most of the time, it's in, you know, you usually install that like in a basement area. We live in an area in the country where there's
garage.
Almost everybody has a basement, so they usually go down there. And when you talked about venting them out, you used to have a pipe that went out from the canister outside so that the exhaust of the suction would go outside. And so now the technology is good enough where you don't even have to do that, huh?
Yeah, that sucks a lot of warm air out when it's done that way, too.
Yeah, it's air displacement. So I never really liked venting them outside, but sometimes on some models you have to do it. They require it. Ours never did. So
you can put them in the garage, too.
Always good to have you on the show. Appreciate you. Have a good Christmas.
You too.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Thank
you both. Yep.
WestBendVacuum.com is the way to find them. Get up there. They're open today until when?
We're open until 3 o'clock today. Our number is, if you want to use the phone, 262-335-2222.
All right. Dan Sweet from Window Nation coming in for hour number two.
This has been the Fix-It Show on WTMJ, presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.